Welcome back to Psukei Adav. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp, and we are learning Brachos Daf Nun Hei today. The topic of today is the famine and the land. There are 43 psukim in this daf in total, so it's a very full daf. We're going to be focusing on the pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perek Ches, pasuk Aleph, and it reads as follows: Ve'Elisha diber el Elisha. Elisha spoke to the woman, Asher hechia espana, he who resurrected her son, saying, Kumi ulchi at uveisech, you and your house should go, v'guri ba'asher toguri, and go find a place to stay, ki kara Hashem l'ra'ov, Hashem is calling the famine, v'gamboya la'oretz sheva shanim, and it has already begun, and it's going to take the 7 years in the land. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there are three things that are machriz aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu ba'atzmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who announces them. These are them, ra'av, soiva, uparnas tov. That is, when referring to famine, plenty, and a good leader. And the Gemara goes on to describe the psukim for each of these, and it quotes one of the psukim which was quoted to substantiate the idea of ra'av, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out the famine for 7 years in the hands of his prophet Elisha. To understand the context of this, just to appreciate this, Elisha was the prophet who was the student of Eliyahu HaNavi, and much of his life actually followed in the footsteps of Eliyahu HaNavi in so many ways. He asked for pishnaim, he asked a double of his master, which is why many of the elements in his life are actually reflections of his teacher Eliyahu HaNavi. We know famously, because it's a Haftarah on the Torah, that there was a story in which there was an Isha Shunamis, there was a woman from Shunem, who made a special area, a kirk for a special section of a house for Elisha when he would be doing his circuit and being in her area. And he would he was very thankful for this, asked her what she wanted. She didn't respond. It was actually Rosh Hashanah at the time. And famously, we know that Gehazi, his lad, pointed out that she does not have children. He gave a promise that she, or a blessing, that she would have children, and ultimately she did have a child. Later on, that child was in the field, received some sort of headache, and died. And that was when she went and she complained to Elisha and said, you know, you promised me this child, and he came back and he resurrected the child. In fact, Elisha resurrected two people's lives. Eliyahu did one, that's the pishdaim, that's the double that Elisha did, more than that of his teacher, Eliyahu. But the story continues, apparently, because here in Perek Ches, in Sefer Melachim Beis, we see that, in fact, there was a famine which followed in the land. This should remind us of the fact that Eliyahu had a famine as well. Eliyahu caused a famine because of the actions of the people at the time. Here, Elisha also seems to be in the same situation. And we see an interesting convergence of events that occur. This, Rashi tells us, occurs in the days of Yoel ben Pesuel. So we can sort of relate one of the Treyasar to this idea over here of when this is actually happening. And we know a few things that are happening. If you carry on reading the Pesukim at the beginning of Melachim Beis Perek Ches, we'll see that he suggests she goes away. She goes off to find a place and she settles in the land of the Plishtim, which means the coastal plain in the area of Gaza today. And she is now coming back. In the meantime, her land, it seems, has been reappropriated. It seems that somebody else is squatting there, and she comes complaining about her land. So who does she come to? She goes to complain to the king, of course. In the meantime, the Melech is speaking to Gehazi. Fascinating, well, why the king speaking to Gehazi? More for later at some point in time. And in the meantime, he's asking, he says, you know, he's telling, he's asking him, Sapronoli es kol agdolois asher osa Elisha. Tell me about your master Elisha. Tell me all the miraculous things he did, because Elisha did many miraculous things. As this happens, as he's describing the fact that Elisha, you know, resurrected the dead, then in walks this woman with her claim to the land, and Elisha says, you know, this is the woman whose child, the Isha Shunamis, that in fact Elisha resurrected. And that's what happened, and the Melech asked the woman, and she said yes, and then she explained that her land had been inappropriately, unjustly removed from her, and that's what happened, and he returns it to her and the land, and everybody lives happily ever after, at least in this episode. What is interesting is a few things to note, and that is that the Malbim points out, the Mitzudos points out, that you see from here that there was a certain Hashkacha Pratis. Number one is that this woman walked in the right time. So first of all, it substantiated the Gehazi's stories about Elisha, because this is the very woman that it occurred to. But number two is it also substantiated her claims to her land, because now she has the ear of the king, because she is the demonstration of the miracles of Elisha. That's what the Mitzudos points out. The Malbim does point out over here another thing, and he asks a basic question. He says, wait a second. Why, if Elisha could perform Techiyas HaMeisim, he resurrected her very son, so he couldn't make it easy for her? He couldn't just put stave off the famine? He can't just bring rain? Why? Why not? They're putting the same bracha in the Shemona Esrei. And so therefore he says that he already took away the key of Techiyas HaMeisim for his son, so he no longer had access to the key of the rain. Meaning to say, he couldn't do both. He had to take one of those keys. He did not have access to all of them, which is why he had to tell her to move. Which, in fact, comes back to what the Gemara was saying itself. The Gemara was saying that there's certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of. And yes, Elisha is a powerful person, and yes, Elisha is able to do miracles, which we see in very rare occasions across Tanakh. But he doesn't have full access. And that's what's being told over here, that he has to admit to her his own weakness. Imagine, here's the person who is able to resurrect her own son, but he says, I have no control over the rain. That's the human element over here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately controls everything. Lahavdil. You know, we know so much today. The weatherman tells us everything, the predictions, the markets, the economists, everybody's got everything to say. And you know what? We may seem so powerful. Medical science advances. We are so vulnerable. We are so vulnerable to anything, to pandemics, to Chas V'Shalom Hashem Yishmor, to anything which could be going on. This is what Elisha is, the greatest prophet, the resurrector of the dead. He doesn't have the keys to the Rav. That's perhaps what the Gemara is emphasizing, why this is quoted as the Pasuk. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.